Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in and taking time out to listen to this podcast. You may be driving right now or traveling to office. You may be exercising or dog walking or cooking or simply just working and listening to this podcast. I'm happy that you have taken time out to listen to this. Our community is growing continuously and every day we are getting stronger. Please like, share and subscribe to this podcast and let me know which parts of the podcast do you like the most. Share it on your pages and tag me. I would love to know what's your favorite episode. DM me. Let me know which posts on my social media pages struck a chord with you. I live in a different city, different from where my origins are, different from what my people speak, different from how we behave, talk, walk, dress, from wherever I come from. The part of the country that makes me feel a little vulnerable. People here mostly speak in their tongue. They don't care if you know the language or not, even in offices and in meeting rooms. They speak to you directly in their language, expecting you to pick up the language. During my initial days, from fear of missing out or being left out, I used to push myself to learn their tongue. I tried so hard to learn their way of talking or jokes or behavior that I started to lose myself. My accent now, after 30 years, has started to sound like theirs. I was force-fitting myself. I was trying to fit in. I was so hell-bent on learning their culture that I started to feel weird about myself. My originality was going away. And I can tell you for a fact that this wasn't the first time I was facing this issue of fitting in. I have from time to time faced this issue. We all have felt that we don't fit in a particular group that we are in, or the class that we take in university, or a sport that we play. There's always a group of friends and you sort of try to do something that the group does so they like you as their own, as opposed to liking you for who you really are. You're now a part of the tribe, with a morsel of you fading into non-existence every day. It's not even a happily ever after post that, it's an uphill battle. You need to do that stuff every single day. You need to act like them, you need to talk like them. Hiding everything that you are, fearing ridicule and not belonging to them. Our minds keep playing these dirty tricks on us. It keeps telling us things like, you don't belong here, you'll be caught, your opinion doesn't matter. So what did I do to not fit in and be myself? I wrote down all the things that I used to do to fit in, right from imitating a slang. I stopped with the slang. I reverted to my original way of talking, consciously. Then I started to stop paying attention in meetings if they switched to their tongue and make it obvious that I'm lost. When asked, I would just say, oh, sorry, I don't understand the language. So they would come back and repeat whatever important decision was, whatever important talk was in English. Now, please bear in mind, I'm not blaming the city or the people for being themselves. I was trying to be myself, that is it. I still am learning the language, but that's not my priority. I used to forget what the agenda was in the meeting and focus on what they were talking so that I can pick up the language. I stopped doing that. That means I was not pretending anymore. I started to be myself. I started to accept myself. Then they started accepting me for me as an individual. That's it. It is so simple. For someone to accept you for who you are, you need to accept yourself for who you are. Because you are unique, and I'm not saying this in a crony manner. I mean it. You're unique. Your experiences, your education, your ambitions, your wants, your likes, your dislikes, your skill sets, everything that makes you are yours only. That combination cannot be of someone else also. Every one of us is different and have different behavior patterns from one another. So it naturally makes us special and unique. If you want to stop fitting in and start to belong, then the work has to begin. You have to do it by yourself. Fitting in is temporary, to feel accepted by, whereas to belong is permanent, because you need to start feel belonged from within. This is one of the most common form of trouble we all go through. Like any other habit change, this one also starts from acknowledging it, that you are trying to fit in, which is harmful for you in the long run. Having acknowledged it, start being comfortable in your own skin, in your ownness, your onlyness, one of the terms that is used to mark your uniqueness. Only as we are in communion within ourselves can we be in community with others, said a philosopher called Parker Palmer. Goes on to saying in his book, Let Your Life Speak, that long before community assumes external shape and form, it must exist within you. Bringing yourself always and every single time is important, because that's when you truly are yourself and you don't have to fit in because you're comfortable in your own skin. As an expert in the field of belonging and having written books on the subject, Brené Brown describes belonging as the innate human desire to be part of something larger than us, belonging so fully to yourself that you're willing to stand alone in a wilderness, an untamed, unpredictable place of solitude and searching. It is a place as dangerous as it is breathtaking, a place as sought after as it is feared. Now the trick is to know how and where to start to truly belong. Experts say if belonging comes from within, one needs to change the within. And to change the within, one needs to start a few practices. I'll be speaking a few helpful tips to start truly belonging. I hope you please take notes and put it on your desktop study or a physical note on your study table or wherever it helps you stay focused. Number one, journaling. You know how it feels when you put down a thought on a piece of paper? You cannot think so fast because you're now writing. While you write, you're consciously trying to explain it to the reader. So your writing mode is explanatory and detail specific, and you start to think even deeper. So now imagine you writing your thoughts. You connect deeply with how you feel in that moment. You make very deep and meaningful connections with your emotions and your experiences. Journaling is a very common advice by counselors all around the world, and it is very therapeutic. Number two, get out of your comfort zone. What is that thing you always wanted to do but never got to it? What is that thing that excites you? Where or in what conditions do you feel most comfortable but haven't done, like spending time with yourself instead of going out to a party? When you do that, you start to know yourself a little bit more and you make much deeper connection with yourself. You start to understand better about yourself. Let that spark you again. We need to push ourselves through our boundaries and experience the less traveled. Else it is difficult to get through the process. Number three, share your story. When someone shares their experience, when someone bears it open out there, people connect, as opposed to when one has a loose talk, right? Others resonate with you, maybe because they had similar experiences or they can empathize with you. And like we discussed earlier regarding journaling, when we share our fears or deep places from our lives, it's in those places where truer connections are made. Number four, stop telling yourself lies. You know the lies that we tell ourselves, like you're not good for this group, you have underdressed for this occasion, nobody finds you attractive, you'll always stay single, and many others. Stop feeding yourself with self-harming, reductive judgments about yourself. Change the dialogue consciously to something like, I have something to bring on the table. I have something to bring to the situation. I'm a complete human being and I don't need anyone to complete me. Any demoralizing statement about yourself should be consciously stopped. Spread kindness. Number five, spread kindness. Kindness is such a thing that possesses a magic potion and it is contagious. When you start belonging instead of fitting in, you'll start to connect with yourself and others more deeply, and that will eventually be passed on to the others as kindness. Experts in the matter do a lot of research and they make discoveries and develop understanding. Now they try and educate the common folk like us with their wisdom. It is our duty to practice them with diligence and see the results. It is up to you and me to either follow their suggestions to find ourselves or try it half-heartedly and getting dejected because we don't see the results. Let's help each other out. Let's be kind to one another. Let's spread love. Take care. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast. We are building a community, an ecosystem, a space where there will only be understanding in between our differences. Our differences are something that brings us closer, and our understanding bonds us. By being patient towards one another, we can enrich our lives. Keep listening. Keep tuned in. Let's grow together. Thank you once again. Take care.